Hello, welcome to the Sound Show. I think I should give you a break from the guitar. So I'm going to try to do a talk show. But I probably will not succeed because I just am not. Well, it hasn't been successful the last couple of times I tried to do a talk show, so. And I'm kind of setting myself up for failure, as the psychologists would say, by having an organ in front of me. All people should have the right to own guns. Do you agree or disagree with this statement? Has a little bit of an attack on the front, the beginning, a little bit of a pop to it. I'll start again. All people should have the right. This is so stupid. I don't give a fuck if all people own guns or not. I just don't care about society, man, because I'm so special. All I want to do is sit here and play my organ. I was thinking, like, maybe I need to do interviews again. Like, you know, actually arrange interviews. Like, I was thinking I could do one with the police guy that I did a police workshop or something, or a citizen academy is what they called it. So I went to Placerville, the city of Placerville, and I hung out with the cops every week for an hour for like 2 months or something like that. It was kind of fun. But I think that guy might be amenable because they're always looking for good PR. And I could just... Then I could trap him, get him on the line, and then ask him all kinds of pointed questions about Black Lives Matter and defund the police and so on, and about Rodney King and George Floyd, and say, you're a bad... What made you decide to give in to your childish urges to be an actual bad person in your choice of careers? And he'll go, this interview's over. And I'll say, sorry, it's on the air. Fuck you! So that's my fantasy... Every man has a place in his heart. There's a space in the world. Can't erase his fantasy. Take a ride in the sky on a ship. Fantasy. That's one thing I know how to play. I can't even do it right. Something just draws me to play all the C sharps. The death penalty should be abolished. I Googled a discussion topics at the very last minute. That worked once. It's not going to work again. Human cloning should be... This one is a little bit more interesting. Human cloning should be legalized. I don't know it was illegal. Gotta stick to this one scale. Okay, other thing, I'm just gonna read down the list of topics without actually answering any of them. All drugs should be legalized. Huh, interesting. I don't know. Animal testing should be banned. Interesting. I don't know. Juveniles should be tried and treated as adults. Interesting. I don't know. Climate change is the greatest threat facing humanity today. Ooh, I can use my mouse left-handed like a boss. I actually pulled my keyboard out closer to the mic today because, I don't know, I thought I would do a dedicated keyboard show, but that means that I'm using my mouse left-handed with the other hand, which is fine. It's a cognitive exercise. It keeps me sharp. It staves off Alzheimer's if I'm struggling by using my left hand with the mouse. So maybe let's switch instruments and go to one. Oh yeah, I don't know, dude. I'm suffering. Nothing is bright and shiny anymore. Everything's gonna suck. Let's try this. There's a lot of new sounds since I got my new Mac and I reinstalled Logic Pro. A lot of the library sounds are different, including Broom Street Significant Synth. I've never heard this, so I'll start it off by playing some of the same thing I was playing on the organ. A little bit interesting. It has that like a reverse fading delay or something. I don't know exactly. It's weird. Oh, I don't have my keyboard either. Everything is all knocked out of the way for the sake of just putting my musical keyboard in a good place. So now I got my keyboard on the right, my alphanumeric keyboard is on the right hand side. My mouse is on the left. It's a big fucking mess. I think I should work through this psychological problem that I have, where I'm just not able to talk about anything. You talk about Ukraine. The Russian invasion. Да, нет, что? Да, нет, что? Водка. Kremlin. KGB. Russians got a cackle. No. Russia. And I guess Russia attacking, invading Ukraine is a little bit like the United States attacking and invading Canada. Like a culturally similar country. I think Ukraine, I just offhand, I think it's about, I'm not even going to say. I was going to say 45 million people. Canada's like 30 million. Russia, well, I famously know how many people Russia has because of Khabib Nurmagomedov. Says, Ireland, only 5 million. Russia, 150 million. So that soundbite stuck in my head. So I know Russia is 150 million. Hee hee. Ho ho. Ha ha. He he. Hee hee. Ha ha. He he. Ho ho ha ha. Boogity 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 boogity. Little farting helicopter for you. I'm adapting very well to this setup, though, with my mouse all the way on the left and my alphanumeric keyboard all the way to the right and my musical keyboard in the centre. This one's called Cinematic Suspense. Does it sound like cinematic suspense to you? I did a little bend there. I realized that that I was using the bend bar on the keyboard a lot like I use the tremolo arm in the guitar. This would do very subtle chord dips. Or not so subtle, as the case may be. That's the danger. You hit a tritone and people just immediately suspect you did that accidentally, which is true. Thank you. do have a pedal. I can't see where it is, though. I got too much crap under the desk. Here it is. I found it. I guess it's best to use that with the piano. I lost it again. There it is. I know very little on the keyboard. My set of tricks, my bag of tricks is tiny. My bag of tricks on the guitar is much bigger. So you're going to hear a lot of sameness and a lot of shittiness on the keyboard, I'm afraid. But I remember the greatest moment of my life was when Froggy Me said I was a good keyboard player. That was very good and very. I think I overrated myself as a musician for a long time. So what do I think about Russia and Ukraine?
I think it's bad, man.
Guess I could turn on the arpeggiator. Ooh, this is gonna be a challenge with my left hand, but I'm so smart that I can do it. Oh, I'm just a genius. Let's do latch. Okay. Ooh. I don't know if I like that. Let's change it to a little slower, first of all. And we'll start off with a different chord. I forgot how to even do the arpeggiator very well. I think I'm in a low mode. So I just select add. So you just got to click a different thing. Then suddenly, above it, clear it. So now if I just press a button, and just, I'll just add a note. Okay. Ew. Maybe I'm just sick of talking. Maybe I shouldn't have a radio show. I'm sick of talking. And I'm not a particularly good musician. It's kind of like, Maybe it's modern performance art, though. We'll end by playing all the C's. All right. Let's have a moment of silence. Try that an octave higher. That's kind of nice. Just trying all the suspended four tone clusters against a single bass note. That one's messed up. You know why? It hits all of the most dissonant notes. Against the C, it's hitting an F sharp, a B, and a C sharp. Not only that, it's kind of hard to play. It's like you got to arch your fingers in a strange way to get those. Let's try one up. Oh, it's very normal sounding. It's a G suspended four. That's kind of nice. And this one. B flat is quite nice. C sharp. Oh wait, this is hitting all the not all the same notes. It's got that C sharp and that F sharp in there, but this other note is whatever the hell that is. I guess it would be a G sharp. I don't know. Yeah, call it a G sharp, as opposed to an A flat. So I remember in music theory class, it was they would have us just memorize the numbers of flats and sharps per key, and so they did for A flat. It was four flats. And there was this like little, I won't say little, but there was kind of a prissy girl there, like real straight laced. And she was from Haiti or the Dominican Republic or somewhere Caribbean. And she had this accent. But she was really good with her key signatures. So every time the teacher would go four flats, you hear this A flat from the back of the class, and just this little voice, this little Caribbean, super dignified, kind of snooty voice, A flat or four flats, depending on what the prompt was. So fuck it, what up? So the key of A flat has got four flats. Shall we try and see if that's even right? There's A flat. Yeah, I'm hitting four black keys there if I'm starting on A-flat. So these are the only keys that are not flattened. Oh, that one too. So there are three non-flats in the key of A-flat. Maybe I don't play enough in the key of A flat. Maybe that's what's been wrong with my life this whole time. Kind of hard. Would be the dominant. I guess E flat. You know me, I do everything in C. I rhymed. is that double harmonic minor scale, like where you have that leap of a minor third, like normally harmonic minor. Is that... Yeah, that's right. And then, but then if you do like a double, you can do one at the beginning. And at the end too. I think they call that like some kind of Arabian scale. And it sounds kind of weird if you go, because right at the beginning, if there's a half step at the very beginning and a half step at the very end. I guess it helps to have that bass note in there. Because it's kind of, if you have three notes that are half steps apart, it's really quite arbitrary. Any one of them could be the home note. This one. Let's move the home to the C sharp. Back to C. Go to B. Crazy, crazy. He behind the cage. Crazy, crazy. Crazy. For some reason, I keep thinking of my community college math teacher, Mrs. King, who is from the Ukraine. I keep thinking if she has any family there. Maybe I should write to her. I had the best institutional experience at my community college. It's kind of the best teaching was there. I had the best relationships with my teachers. I guess it was kind of like, I don't know, community college can kind of be like high school for people that didn't really have a good high school experience, who didn't do what they were supposed to do in high school. Then they can go to community college and kind of have a do-over and actually have good relationships with their teachers, actually pay attention, and it really works. It's like it's a really good, it's the teaching college, as they say. And like in university, it's in a big stuffy lecture, the professor doesn't care about you. It's a research university, you just get your grades, study with your books. But yeah. I needed the personal kind of encounter. So I had all these really great teachers that I remember to this day. This is another math teacher that I had named Mr. Matthews, and he actually passed away. And I ended up calling the cemetery where he was buried. I don't remember why exactly. I called like the church. I called his church asking about his grave or something like that. I don't know. You know what a challenge is to try to play chopsticks from any place, start on any two notes. Oops, so you can't do it. The first part is easy. You just, the two notes that are a whole step apart, and you take the lower one and you move it down one. Then this is a sixth. Yeah, a major sixth. And finally that octave. So that's kind of actually kind of hard. If you want to challenge yourself at piano, see if you can randomly pull off playing chopsticks starting anywhere but where you normally start, which is here. So let's try it again. See if I can do it. Okay, I'll do this from the G sharp and the A sharp. There. Oops. So the final one, it's a major sixth, and then you take that first note and you move it down a whole step, and then you take the upper note and move it up a half step to land right on that octave. So, kind of hard. Accidentally hit kind of a nice chord. If you just randomly combine a random bass note and a random triad, sometimes you hit like a nice chord, kind of accidentally. Sometimes not. Of course, that can always resolve down. That's the thing. I think Adam Neely demonstrated this. Is that even like the most messed up, crazy, horrible things can sound good in context if you resolve them. Oops. That's the Led Zeppelin, No Quarter. Fun fact is that that was actually written in D, but it sounds in C sharp because the Led Zeppelin production team turned it down because they wanted it to sound more spooky and groovy. I don't even know what freaking time it is. Okay, 8:47. Not bad. I didn't talk about shit today. That's okay. Maybe C sharp will be my new key. Oops. Or C Lydian, C sharp Lydian. Thank you. I read that somebody was very dissatisfied with the Logic Pro piano sound. And then a bunch of people were agreeing and saying, yeah, if you want a good piano sound, you got to buy some outboard software plugin for $500. I just don't know, man. And I was in the bathroom today reading my Sweetwater catalog with $5,000 compressors and $5,000 EQs. And then I hear about bands that like record their entire album on an iPhone and the album does fine. And I don't know if the whole audio production, minute sound difference thing is just like an emperor has no clothes situation, or if there really are differences that extremely finely honed ears can pick up on. I guess, I mean, I have preferences. I have piano preferences. Oh, no, I got to enter my password. Okay, should I do it? I guess I will. I might as well fill. Oh, I fucked up. I unplugged my earphones. I almost said my password out loud as I was entering it. That would have been entertaining. Okay, so Logic Pro itself has many pianos. Well, it's actually got three main pianos. A Yamaha, a Bösendorfer, and a Steinway. And Bösendorfer, it's kind of muted. At least compared to the Steinway, I think it's very muted. And the Yamaha, kind of hollow, mid-rangey. But nothing is as bright as the Steinway. And I've always preferred the Steinway. So I guess by that extension, you can kind of say, okay, maybe some of these other pianos also sound very different. And they sound different in a way that people prefer. I don't know. I would like a chance to talk to like a real audio engineer or somebody who works professionally and say, look, is there really a big difference between like the $5,000 rack mounted, whatever the oven crystal clocks that they have for compression versus like just the software compressors that I can't even fucking hear the difference anyway with the software compression. And am I just retarded? Do I have like the equivalent of like a production? Am I production tone deaf? I don't know, man. Let's switch instruments. For now. Well, I'm sorry I failed you again with my talk show. Maybe next week. Yeah, I don't know. I still got seven minutes of show left. You fuckers. You fuckers. All right, what do I want? I'm already on synthesizer. Let's do classics. Let's do classic synthesizer. Spaced out synth. What could that be? Is that the one that sounds like Doctor Who? Very loud. Ooh, maybe I can turn down the volume a little bit on the retro synth. Yeah. Okay. I guess I kind of like that. That's not great, though. But I think, yeah, some of these are new sounds, new patches that I never heard, because they're all with this, my new Logic Pro download. They're things that I haven't. Although, I also discovered this whole library of sounds that come with the sampler. So there's a bunch of stuff on here. And I downloaded this new thing by called Complete Control, which is a little bit useless. I don't think I'm ever going to use it. So I got a lot of sounds to play with, is what I'm saying. This sort of borders more on like a moving synth or an arpeggiated synth, or like a, it sounds kind of programmatic. I don't know if I'm using that word right. I remember liking this one, Luminous Tines. You know that my right hand is broken and I can't stretch. I think I told you this. I can't stretch my pinky out, so I can't play really wide spaced. I can't do like the extended arpeggios with the right hand. I always had to let go of the keyboard. I guess I can do an octave. But I gotta make sure that I press the right finger. If I press that fifth with my ring finger, I can't stretch with my pinky, so I gotta do it with my middle finger to be able to hit it with my pinky. Because my pinky just doesn't stretch. Like if I look at my two hands, the angle is tiny that I can stretch my pinky out from my hand and my right hand. And I broke that on a wall when I was in my early 20s. I lost my temper and punched a wall. It was a drywall, but it had a wooden thing behind it, so very bad luck. But I've also said that, like, if you're going to be a guitar player, that is the one finger you can break, is your pinky on your right hand. And it does somewhat cripple my keyboard playing. That's okay. It doesn't hurt my recorder playing because you don't have to stretch very far for a recorder. Oops. Tines. This one is called Luscious Swirls Synth Pads. Let's play a single note and see what it does. Very luscious, very swirly. Why don't we add some dissonance. Okay, thank you very much for listening.